Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day.
Chicago bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm having a great visit with our good friend Tamar Jacoby, the editor of the outstanding book on immigration, Reinventing the Melting Pot. She's the president of ImmigrationWorksUSA.org. That's an organization and a website, and I encourage you to check it out and support them. She supports one. Her work is very important to supporting small businesses who are dealing with all the immigration issues. Right, Tamar?
Yeah, exactly right. That's what we do. We organize and represent small businesses who need these workers and want to be legal.
And don't want to get caught in a crossfire between
exactly.
The federal government and these and their employees.
And try hard to make sure that they're hiring legal
try
workers.
Try to do the right thing.
But you can't always tell.
That's
you know,
right.
What I always say is we shouldn't be putting small businesses in a position of choosing, am I going to grow my business or am I going to obey the law?
Right.
What a terrible position to put
We shouldn't have to do that. We got enough problems. We got enough challenges
exactly.
as it is, Tamar,
exactly.
as you well know.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about timing for a minute. After November 6th, we've got a couple of things. Let's say that we know November the 5th that the Republicans have taken the Senate.
I don't think we will.
I know. There's a question of Louisiana. Yeah. There's even a question of Kentucky.
Georgia.
I know, but
and
let's
Georgia.
Just
and it's a big issue for what we're talking about.
I understand, but just
okay.
for the moment, let's say
okay,
that we're not.
Then.
That's
yeah.
not in question.
Okay.
That the Republicans
so the still probably won't act. Even if we know for sure all the races are over, and it isn't just whether we've taken the Senate, we need to know for sure about every particular race. So let's say there's no toss, there's no runoff.
Right. Even, no matter what happens in Louisiana and Georgia, the Republicans have control of the Senate.
Right, but that's not the operative point. If Louisiana and Georgia are still hanging out there, I don't think the president's going to act until we know what happened in those states.
Even though we've got six, the Republicans have got six
yeah,
other races.
You still want as big because you still want.
You
as
so
big
you're
majority.
Saying that it might actually be good for whatever can happen to delay his decision on this alleged amnesty, this de facto amnesty he's working on. It actually could benefit people who don't want him to do that, if there is are these other deals hanging out there?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not sure the timing of when he acts matters that much, but from my point of view,
I thought that if he could get something done in the lame duck session before the Republicans actually got seated and took over, that between he and what's his name? It's in the Senate, Harry Reid,
yeah.
The thug Harry Reid. That the two of them could create a lot of mayhem.
No, but see, I think they see this. They want Republican pushback. One of the main reasons to do this is so that all through the next 2 years, you're going to have Republicans jumping up and down and tearing their hair out and
mm-hmm.
smoke coming out of their ears, complaining about it. That's an electoral ploy for
the
Democrats.
Party of no.
The party of no, the party that hates brown
that's
people,
what
the party,
yeah.
that's what they'll say. So they're setting a trap for Republicans that, unfortunately, I think because of the constitutional issues, if the president does this, Republicans will walk right into.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll say it's about the Constitution, it's not about racism, but it will be very easy for Democrats to paint it as racism in the 2016 election. So the president doesn't want to do this when Republicans. I mean, it doesn't really. He wants a big Republican reaction,
right.
And the timing isn't.
So you're saying that these cards that he's ordering is not just his strategy, his ideology, what he wants to accomplish. It's almost a twofer in that he gets to do what he wants to do, but he gets to use it as a bludgeon against the Republicans.
Exactly. I mean, I think the goal for him has more to do with trying to cement a permanent Democrat majority than it does with immigrants. I mean, he's never shown that much concern for immigration or immigrant.
So you believe all the things he's done with the social issues, the rise in food stamps, his position on immigration and all that, you think it's had one goal and one goal only, and that is to create a permanent and entrenched Democrat majority in the country?
Well, I can't talk about issues I don't know anything about, but on immigration, I think that's his goal.
Well, that's the Rubicon that I'm afraid we've already crossed.
I think
49% of Americans don't pay into the government; they take from the government.
Right. Well, that's a different issue. That's not my.
It is part of your issue is part of that.
Well, how so?
Well, because of the people who are drawing, who are not paying, who are
yeah, immigrants. That's not a big problem with immigrants.
Yeah.
This is a long conversation.
I know. It's all part of it. Hey, Tamar, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks for the opportunity.
See you next time, Tamar Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen. ImmigrationWorksUSA.org. Don't forget to check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.